Brighton trains paused for remembrance. It was a sombre gathering for members, writes Hazel Wills. The usual hustle and bustle of Brighton train station was replaced with silence at 11 a.m. on Friday, 11th November, as commuters, staff and veterans stood together side by side to remember those who sacrificed their lives to ensure we all enjoy the freedoms we have today. An announcement was made by station staff and everything stopped, even the trains. RAF police veterans, British Transport Police, station staff and RAF cadets all came together alongside blind veterans to pay their respects. Following the 2 minutes of silent reflection, wreaths were laid at the foot of the London, Brighton and South Coast Railway War Memorial, which honours employees of the railway who fought in the First and Second World Wars, by the organisations present. Member Tony Harbour laid a wreath on behalf of Blind Veterans UK. He said afterwards, "The charity is wonderful. The staff helped me so much when I lost my sight and showed me that there is life after sight loss, which I now tell everyone as it's so true. You can lose your sight, but you've still got life, and that's the most important thing. To be here today with friends from the RAF police and so many blind veterans, it's been an honour."